It is definitely a war. Then peace. We are recapping two episodes on Grey's tonight, episodes 15 and 16. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
This is a powerful song.
Anything by Mary J. Blige is powerful, though, you guys.
Oh, my God.
It's Mary J. Blige.
It was so dope. So dope.
Like, it brought me more into that scene when I heard the song.
Yeah. They're about to take care of business right now.
Shonda Rhimes always does good song choices.
She does. Yes. I would have to admit that wholeheartedly. You guys, welcome. I am sitting in for Kelly this week. We're sitting in Kelly's chair today. We actually kind of run the show together. She's out this week, but she will be back next week. I am Shannon Bobo, and I have our regular panel with us today.
What's up, guys? I'm Timothy Michael. You can find me on all social media platforms at I Am Timothy Mike. And to my left.
Yes, it's Lanisha, and you can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Lanisha_33.
Yeah. Oh, wow, guys. It's a powerful couple of episodes.
It has, yeah. Yes. First of all, we missed you guys.
Yes.
Thank you for tuning in this week with us. Mm-hmm. We missed Kelly. Kelly's going to be out this week, but she'll be back next week.
She will be. Hard and strong. Our core four.
But Shannon is going to lead us.
Yes, we're going to lead. It's a tomorrow to nowhere. I don't know where we're going to go. But a lot has gone on the last two episodes, and it kind of like beautifully bled into each other, too, you know, as per usual. The series. Let's start with like last week with everything that was going on with DeLuca and Alex. And
That was actually really. I just want to touch up on that really quick because this is the first time that we've seen Alex back into the OR, mm-hmm. and of course, with Grey's dramatic fashion, he has to work with DeLuca, right. which I actually thought that was cool because we got a little bit of Riggs in there as well. And we never really get to see Riggs in the operating room anymore because he's too busy with Meredith and Maggie stalking him and all this other stuff. That it was nice to see Riggs, you know, have a different stance and be in peds, but clearly he was stepping on some toes.
Exactly. Yeah. Like with the baby that was going on, like, how could we do this surgery? Like that sort of thing. Mm-hmm.
And then it was like the little ego trip right there because it was like he was like, well, I'm heart surgeon, I know this, I know how to do this. And then mm-hmm. McGrath is like, well, I'm peds and I've been working on little babies. Like it's different than you're just doing an adult, you know, heart transplant or whatever was going on. Mm-hmm. Like it's different. Like children's bodies, babies' bodies are different. They're a lot smaller.
Yeah, especially when you know it's your patient. Like when it's your case, mm-hmm. You have control over that patient because it is your case. And mm-hmm. you hear it all the time. This is my patient. Get out. Right. They love that line. My patient, get out. So in that instance, I definitely sided with Alex mm-hmm. for last week because I felt like Riggs was overstepping. And, you know, Alex has been trained by Arizona, who's been trained by, what's her face's character?
I forget her name.
Oh, gosh. Guys in the chat, let me know what's her face's name. but these people have been trained by these head ped surgeons, mm-hmm. and so Alex, he knows what he's doing. Mm-hmm. So Riggs just needs to take a step back. But I will say that Riggs was right in the end.
Thank God we didn't lose a life while we were deciding that. Yeah. Thank God the baby. Right. And I thought it was beautiful the way DeLuca just kind of, I mean, this is, again, Shonda Rhimes style. Like, all of a sudden, it just wasn't even an issue mm-hmm. that they just quashed everything that was going on. Like, they just kind of got
like
along
they had
again.
A little bit of a thing when they were in the elevator. Mm-hmm. And then Kurt was like, so are we cool? And DeLuca was like, what? You know what I mean? His reaction, but it's like, no, but are we okay to work together? Now, we don't have to be friends. I'm not asking like that, but are we okay to work together? He's like, these are babies. So I just need to know we're on the same page mm-hmm. as far as working.
I completely agree with you. I think that it was good for them to call it out right in the beginning before mm-hmm. they work together any longer. But now I feel like there's going to be a thing again because of this whole
little riff. Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. the surgery and the way that, you know, DeLuca went behind his back and put him on the UNOS list, even though in the end they were right.
Yeah.
Yes.
But Alex mm-hmm. is prideful, so he's mm-hmm. not going to admit to being wrong.
All right. So, and there was a lot of little relationship squashes going on in episode 15 as well. Like, we started off with, again, the title being Civil War. Mm-hmm. Richard and Catherine, he's sleeping at the hospital.
Oh. I'm I like them together. Mm-hmm. And clearly what we learned from this episode is that Catherine Avery does not discriminate on the men's. So good for her. But I mean, I love them together and I feel like they've come so far in their relationship.
Oh, you mean discriminated? You talk about episode 16? Like yeah, literally? Yeah. Okay.
Just a little bleed yeah. in there. But I feel like with Richard and Catherine, just going back to last week, I like them together and I feel like they've come so far, as I said. So it bothers me when they're going through these hard times because they are so perfect together.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And him sleeping in the on-call room and not going on home. I think they're both stubborn people.
Mm-hmm. A little ego involved there. Yeah, definitely for Richard. Like, he's having some issues with, you know, his wife his wife kind of pulled the carpet from under him, basically. Mm-hmm. So and I don't blame him for
the moment when all of them were in the operating room with Jackson and April, and then Catherine and Richard, they were just all going at it. But when she was when Catherine was telling April, like, oh, we'll go to see Hamilton in Chicago, he's like, oh, so you're gonna go see Hamilton without me? You know, it was like another day, like, oh, so you're gonna do this without me too? You know?
I love this relationship because Jackson is like a stepson to Richard.
Yeah. And it's a very unique family. Modern family, like all of that.
And usually the sons don't really like the stepdads. They have like this protective thing over their moms. But
he's been protective. Yeah. I was like, wait. Like,
I love that. I love that Jackson always sticks up for Weber in spite of his mother. Because, I mean, as we know, Catherine is a
very strong person. Woman. Mm-hmm.
So
from the baby name, Harriet, you mean like Tubman?
Okay, Catherine. No.
Right. So yeah, I just feel like with the two of like the relationship that they've evolved between Jackson and Weber, has just been a different dynamic than the typical I don't like you because mother, you're my father, mom's
Son, my mom's new man. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I understand. I think it's partly because his mother, as we learn in episode 16, she was kind of like a mother and a father. So it's like...
that's another thing because...
That's a really good point if you think about it.
Catherine is and, you know, Jazz 41173, I hope I didn't butcher that, so they both have very healthy egos, very good observation. They do have very good...
Definitely very have egos, though. Egos,
yes. And I feel like that's because Catherine had to be mother and father to Jackson.
And as we learned very well in episode 16...
Yes, and Weber had to come through, you know, discrimination and racism all through his career while having an affair with one of his fellow surgeons. Mm-hmm. So they have both come through things to make them where they are. And this is why they both have egos, which they should.
Yes.
They're both great doctors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I understand that. And I want to talk a little bit about Amelia Owen while we're at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like if Kelly was here, she'd be like, oh, she must have had that baby.
No, you know what? Kelly, let me get your back. They showed her stomach and I was waiting for it because she was hiding under the blanket in the beginning of the episode. And I was like, they're just going to hide her under the blanket, whatever. And then Maggie convinced her to go out to the hospital. And then she stood up and I was waiting for it. I was like, Are they gonna sew her stomach while she walks away? And then they did, and it's flat. So I guess she had the baby.
She must have had the baby.
I guess she is back now. I was a little over her avoiding Owen, so I'm glad that came out. That came not even to a head. It was just kind of touched on because they still have these unresolved issues.
Absolutely.
That they still haven't talked about. Mm-hmm. How do you guys feel about that?
Well, I just want her to be done. Like, I'm kind of over Amelia right now. Mm-hmm. I'm ready for her to be...
Yeah.
Like, I don't know about leaving the show, but, like, definitely...
Just done with this issue that she's having with Owen. And, like, I don't want to jump too far ahead, but kind of... The next episode is previewed. Like, Owen's kind of over it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so you're in or you're out. You know what I mean? And I think, like, that's
how
we're
feeling. He just keeps repeating, like, relationship patterns.
He is, yeah. So we also need to tap into what's wrong with Owen. Because, seriously, I mean, when you continue to go through the same thing in relationships, you need to take a step back.
And who are you in this
praise,
thing?
Who's the common
like, what keeps like, you? Exactly. Ooh,
yeah, no, preach. That's counseling service here.
Owen, want to come in for a counseling? So, I don't know. Anything more? I mean, it's been a while since we did two episodes in one day, so I want to make sure we don't miss anything important.
What I was going to say, I wanted to touch on Arizona and Richard, like, their relationship, and because she has his back as well, and she's trying, and she's still kind of against, Minute, because I don't like her, so I'm not sure. Kind of against her... I'm sorry. Minnick just like she raffles me. So she's still trying to like grasp the situation with the learning system too. So she's mm-hmm. not totally for it yet, but she is starting to like Minnick, and you know we see their relationship go a little bit
yes,
further.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, you know she's still on Richard's side. So when he walked in and caught them kissing.
Yeah.
You could see it in his face, like the confusion, like the, okay, I'm sorry, but also
with
like
disappointment.
Yeah, like what's
I
happening?
I thought you were
here?
On my side.
Yeah.
He's losing his core.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, that was his, he used to be her wing woman.
Woman, whatever. Yeah. Just taking a step back from that, mm-hmm. was I the only one in this episode when they were having that conversation about her being like, I have a date tonight, but I can cancel it, blah, blah, blah. I wanted her to tell him so
be
bad.
Be honest yeah. and
like,
tell the truth.
Because I was like, mm-hmm. if he finds out, which I didn't know was going to happen in the yeah. end of this episode at the time, but I wanted her to just be honest, because if he found out, it just makes it that much worse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because it's almost like it's kind of sets the mood like, well, were you going to turn on me? You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. it's like, you're still in my face, like, I'm on your side, I don't really like her way, and blah, 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 but yet you're
it's almost like
her.
Having two
so,
faces.
Right,
yeah.
exactly. So what's real here?
But it also makes it seem like Robbins was doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you have to hide it, you think that you're doing something wrong.
Right.
Right.
And she's not.
No,
I mean,
she just, I like them together. I've been saying that from, I like them. I like Minnick and Arizona together. It started growing
it's
you a little bit.
It's
it makes sense. It makes absolute, oh, because you just don't sense. Like Minnick. Yeah. Okay, I got it.
Yeah. I mean, I want them to move on, but now I feel like there is going to be a rift. Do we think that Richard is going to hold that against Minnick now because Arizona didn't tell him about their relationship?
I think it's going to be more so towards Arizona.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely. Because mm-hmm. how would you be if in your real life relationships, if one a coworker that you're close with didn't tell you about somebody, your arch enemy? Well, mm-hmm. I don't know if we want to call them that arch enemy, but
almost, yeah.
Yeah,
almost,
pretty much.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like dueling. They're definitely dueling. Yeah. And then didn't tell him, oh, yeah, we're romantically involved.
Mm-hmm.
But this is
at
also Grace Sloan. So things happen. Things go down at the hospital. So. She's obviously a lesbian, and so am I. I'm going to get it. So, let's see. Owen just needs a happy baby, like backtracking. Yeah, needs happiness in a baby. That's true.
True.
Yeah, I agree, Grace fan. I mean, he does need something else in his life, which is why I agreed with us 2 weeks ago when we were like, Amelia just needs to be by herself. Because
agreed.
I feel like Owen...
She's a great surgeon.
Yeah, and I feel like Owen just needs to be by himself.
True.
Because like we said, when you're the common denominator of a certain situation, or situations, plural, mm-hmm. you need to take a step back and reevaluate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like he just needs to be by himself, reevaluate himself, and then if you want a family, go do it by yourself. Clearly everybody else...
Or adopt even.
Yeah, or if you still want a date, that's like your first question. Hi, how are you? So, do you want
babies?
Yeah.
And then they're like, no, then bye.
Bye. Right, exactly, you know?
Next.
Okay. Yeah. And then Jazz41173 is on point today, bringing up Marin Riggs, which, like I had said earlier, I'm glad that they gave Riggs a little bit more of, you know, a surgical aspect this time, because they're not just bringing him
up.
Yeah,
it's not
just
being
Marin.
Flirty and sexy.
Yeah, but there was a little bit of that last episode, and I like those two together.
I agree.
And Riggs together.
Absolutely.
And I never thought that I would say that.
And Maggie just had to deal with it.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be a whole other thing, and I'm not really going to be in the mood for it. But I feel like even Maggie in that episode kind of was like, I feel like you guys need to be together. She kind of touched on it, and I was like, oh, maybe she's actually over Riggs.
Yeah, maybe.
They still got to put it, because it's too good to not add that in there, because she likes her first.
Yes.
So it's going to be in there.
And she told Meredith, like, Meredith knew about that.
Exactly.
You know,
so that has to be, like, a little sister dynamic of upset. Mm-hmm. It has to be. So he will... Definitely
mm-hmm.
Weber will be
like he'll probably he not mad but just disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think
just
so.
4113 we are or
yeah,
41173. There we go. I'm like, which way? What
of
is
numbers,
it?
Girl.
Leslie T had a good point when she's like, April just needs to talk to Owen about fear of pregnancy. We know, Leslie. We know every character on this show just literally needs to talk
to each other and have a real life conversation
and
be
do.
Real with each other. They just kind of glance over each other.
Yeah.
Do. And it's frustrating, but I guess obviously it's TV. You guys.
Well, that's why it's called Civil War, too. Like,
yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Civil, but it's all at war.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just think of all the relationships. Like,
yeah.
they're still civil to each other, but we're at war. I don't like you. You know what I mean?
Well, also civil war, because it's like the, like if you think about the civil war,
it's within.
It's within.
Exactly.
The divide within.
So there's that. Yeah. And then I just want to touch up on the case really quick.
Okay. Because
I
thought the
case that was in the last episode with the dad and the deep fryer. Mm-hmm. Not only did it have a gay couple involved, but it also had a different But it also had a different dynamic that I've never seen them do in a patient case before, which was it was the significant other's fault that the patient was in the hospital, but then the family turns against the significant other, which I thought was, I mean, it was brilliant watching it unfold, but it was sad seeing it unfold because I just, the sister was all gung-ho about being like, well, it was his fault, and then, you know, sorry, I wrote down their names from last week. Rodney, who was the boyfriend, was saying, you know, it's not his fault, Pam. Like, you just need to let it go. And poor Jim is sitting there like, you know, I just want to make sure he's okay. Yeah. Like, is there anything I can do for you guys? And then Rodney slowly starts to turn on him because Pam has such resentment toward this guy for almost killing their father. How would you guys feel in that situation? If you were with somebody...
Okay, I'm taking it in right now.
Go ahead. If you were with somebody... And that person almost killed one of your parents. And you're sitting in the hospital
waiting
room.
Well, my parents... No, I'm just kidding. kidding. Sorry, Mom and Dad. Just kidding.
Like, how would you feel in that situation?
I don't know how it would feel. Because, I mean, I've never... I don't know. I can't really pick... If my significant other... Okay, let me... Okay, I'm thinking about my significant other right now. And they almost killed my mom or dad. I'm like, thanks for protecting me. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. That's really bad.
Your mom is
going to
be
No, my mother's going to get me. She knows I'm a comic. I always say this. It would be a really tough call because it's like it's the family versus, you know, the significant other, which, you know, technically most people say, oh, I can get another boyfriend, but family is blood is thicker than water, that sort of thing. So I don't know. It'd be difficult. It depends on the family situation and the dynamics. I don't know. How would you do it?
I would say, I can't really speak from that point of view because it's like, that's tough. You know what I mean? And that, because that was his fiance. So that takes it a step further. Like, it's someone they plan to get married at some point. You know?
So you know it's deep.
Right. So it's very it's deep. Deep. So it's not
like the deep fryer.
Yeah. Oh, stop it.
Just snorted.
What is this? I like the double meanings in Shondaland.
But as far as the significant other is concerned, what was his name?
Jim.
Jim. So he could have just kind of fell back a little bit. You may not want to go away and leave at that moment because then that can be taken the wrong way. Like, okay, you just like ditched the scene when things got rough, you know? But I think he was still overdoing it a little bit. And he was probably just, you know, super...
felt
guilty. But I think like you kind of have to maybe just like... try to kind of take a step back. Okay, I'm here for you. Apologize, and then kind of just be there.
Yes, you know? Exactly. It's tough. What about you?
I mean, it was just heartbreaking. I don't think that I would go against him, but I did feel like I would probably, because like you said, Jim was being a little aggressive with wanting to be there and being like, what can I get for you guys? Is there anything I can do? Blah, blah, blah. And I get that you just feel guilty, but I just need you to take a step back because just looking at you reminds me of what just happened, and I just need a second.
Okay, yeah.
So you know what I mean? I didn't think that they should make it as like detrimental as it was because I felt like Rodney is like, wedding's off, that's it. I don't want you in our lives, like no more. And they didn't really resolve it in the end, which was sad.
So maybe they're coming back.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You never possibly. Know. You know. But I mean, I just thought that was a really interesting case, and I'm glad that they kind of touched up on that.
Exactly. Yeah. Me too. So I don't
going into this.
Yeah, let's just go into this. Who is he and what is he to you? I like that. It all starts off with Gray apparently going to Montana with Jackson, but then he's surprised when April shows up at the... And of course, Catherine completely manipulates that whole situation, as per usual, because Mama knows best.
She has her queen. She has such a queen. In everything.
She does, you know, it's so funny that in this episode, I was able to understand a little bit more about Catherine and her motivation based on everything that based on everything that's happened. I'm like, oh, I, to be honest, like she's so rigid that I don't like her all the time, but I'm definitely warming up to her tremendously through her relationship with April and what we found out about her experience and how Avery came to be Avery. Yes. You know what I mean?
Yes. I think the one thing that I was looking forward in this episode when the preview for last week had stated that it was going to be mostly Jackson and April, was seeing why Jackson is so unhappy and why he's so angry all the time.
Yeah.
And I was hoping that they would get into this episode, which they did.
Yeah.
Because in the last episode, they ended it with him in that confrontation with his mom, Catherine, and Sheen being like, I just want you to be happy. Mm-hmm. Are you happy? And he's like, yeah, and then just storms out of the room.
Which clearly he means he's not happy.
Which clearly is not. And I just don't understand. I just didn't understand where all of his
anger
was coming from.
And, you know, and it... If you think about it, maybe this does explain a little bit why he's so close to Richard, too. Because he's, you know, he doesn't have his know who his dad is. But this man is this great, awesome dude that's standby, very clear, very honest, always there, loves his mom. So it makes sense to why he defends him. Because as far as father figures, that's the father figure.
Yeah.
Even though his mom was, like, I would say that his mom was definitely a mother and a father.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that you brought that up because Richard and Jackson do have a lot of history. Where he's literally nothing the only father figure in Jackson's life. And he really has just not only been a teacher for him, but a friend.
Yeah.
And somebody that he could talk to and respect. So yeah, I do think that you have a really great point, Shannon. I think that he is the closest father figure that Jackson has.
Right. And it, I mean, the episode, again, the opening was powerful. Last episode with Richard sleeping out at the hospital. Now this episode, the power in telling the hospital, Avery Medical, not telling the father of the kid that we're actually going to need your organs.
Yeah.
And nobody told them. They were like, I'm thinking that you can save it. That was just so powerful and dramatic for me. I was like, what? And I was looking at you and I was like, what is going on? Like,
that was
this is
heartbreaking
just
for me.
I was and like, then this it's is like, too much.
Like, it just more and more kept coming. And then the dad was so excited. Like, oh, you guys are here. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you have an answer. You can save him. It's his birthday. And like, double digits. So he's turning 10. Like, right. It's kind of a big thing. You like,
and then Jackson opened up a little bit more than I ever expected because we never talk too much about the stillborn baby.
Samuel.
We don't talk about Samuel too much. And then he's like, I know what it's like to lose a son. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow, he's bringing his personal business into the and even April was like, whoa, but we're doctors. We're supposed to be in our head. But it's like that compassion that Richard has taught him, obviously, to be able to identify you're not just a patient on the table. I'm picking up what you put down, Shondaland.
I completely agree with you guys. I think there was so much juice in that moment of that dad and his son that it was only in the first five minutes and then it was over. And I felt like I wanted to bring the dad back. I wanted to bring him something because...
And then to find out that it didn't even help the kid. It didn't even... Hopefully the other organs helped some other kids.
Yeah.
But that particular organ did not help the throat patient.
Right.
Which is, you know... Ugh.
But go ahead. Well, what I was going to say is... maybe help some other kids, but that's kind of the point that Jackson made in the little touch that he kind of with his compassion.
With the kid,
you know, like when he lost his son, like I had to find a meaning in that, you know,
exactly.
And because when it was happening, I was like, this is not going to go well.
Yeah, this
I
is
was
heavy.
Really expecting.
I thought the dad was going to go off and like punch him,
but when you know. When basically Jackson connected with him. You
absolutely.
Know, like, I've been in your
compassion,
place.
Yeah, empathy.
That
sometimes the doctors at Grace seem to, Grace Sloan, like, seem to, like, lack a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also picked up on the enormity of what the Avery name means.
Mm-hmm.
The private jet to the other hospital.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this family got some money.
Like,
this is like some real deep pocket dough.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's generation.
That's why I was like, maybe that's why Jackson's not happy because he was born into this family. And I was thinking maybe he has a similarity with his dad that he's maybe jealous that he can't leave.
That's true.
He is stuck in this.
And maybe his roots, I mean, because his dad is his born dad is the real deep rooted connection to the family. And maybe he doesn't feel any deeper roots besides that. You know what you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he was born into it, but like, just think his dad kind of cut it off and they kind of like, I like that quote when he said, I was born into it, but she was born for it.
Yeah.
And that's a different type
of talking about Catherine. Mm-hmm.
Different type of conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Also, Jackson, I didn't write it down because I don't remember the quote exactly, but Jackson made reference to the fact that, like, his father gave up, his father quit and walked out, and he didn't. Like, you couldn't hack it like me either, but, like, he still is staying in it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that just shows the difference between the two of them.
Yes, know? Absolutely. Absolutely. And I didn't understand why why Jackson was drinking heavily the way he was. And I was like, wait, you just told April she can't have champagne on the plane, right. Well, but yeah. You're drinking. And then we learned.
Because I've never seen Jackson drink like this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I know him. But I was like, what's going on?
I was like, he's fine. He's fine even when he's drunk.
I just didn't like aggressive he was towards April, because that just brings me back to the anger issues that he has that are stemming from only
now
God
we're starting
what.
To see why,
right? Yeah. And that's what I liked about this episode, is that we got a little bit more behind Jackson's story. Mm-hmm. And I don't know,
it was very meaty. I felt like, honestly, when I was watching the show last week, nothing really captured me. I still watched it, but I was like, but this episode, mm-hmm. I was like, wow, this is so much meat in here. Like, wow.
It was something different. I mean, mm-hmm. even Jackson was, narrating the episode, except for, mm-hmm. and not Meredith. You know, it was central to Jackson and seeing what he has gone through or what he has to go through in his everyday life, mm-hmm. with the struggle of not having a dad. While being a dad.
Exactly. Right, yeah. And you know, another hidden meeting that I'm starting to catch, maybe I'm completely off on this, but the little girl, the possibility of her not being able to speak, and like so much stuff that goes unsaid at Grey's Anatomy in general, and picking up on like how he couldn't, at first he couldn't really speak to his dad, mm-hmm. and it's like just not having your voice heard and mm-hmm. not being able to like explain.
Right.
Instead drinking to cover up the pain mm-hmm. of it. Mm-hmm. I thought that was, again, go ahead, the writers.
Right. Like, yeah, because in April,
the vocal not being, I just want her to be able to have her voice heard. April was like, you need to be able to have your voice heard.
Mm-hmm. She's like, you mm-hmm. came here to say something. Don't leave until you do.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that mm-hmm. all ties in.
Let's actually talk about April for a second, because I love that April was with him, mm-hmm. not only because I wanted them to have a reconciliation on this trip,
which they did, I'm really glad about that.
But I want them to be a team together, because they do mm-hmm. work very well they together. Do, we have fought for them in
orchestrated
the past.
By Catherine. Of she course. Totally did that. They've Gray been, is all of a sudden not available.
Yeah. They've been, through a lot of stuff mm-hmm. together. So when they were going through their, her going to Iraq and then leaving him, and then all of these past things, I'm glad that they were able to push that aside mm-hmm. and just come through it. And I was hoping that with them saving the kid,
it took a minute though. I mean, they went through it. Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like them saving the kid brought back this is where we started,
yeah.
being a team mm-hmm. and completing and finishing stuff together. Mm-hmm. And then this is where we need to go back to.
And
then
April also opening her eyes to the fact that he's having stuff with his dad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She was just like, whoa, like,
and
that's
then, and then she
what is
realized
going on.
Why Catherine made her come.
Because he's, she was like, mm-hmm. ding, 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 my mother-in-law is smart, or mm-hmm. ex-mother-in-law, whatever you want to call it. He's like, what's your name? Robert Avery. What? Okay,
right, yeah.
Now I get it. You're like, Avery? Opinion. Yeah. She's like, excuse me? She was like, excuse me?
Well, let's actually talk about April and Catherine's relationship, because they've come pretty far as well.
Yes, they have. Absolutely.
And I love that they are getting along so well. Jackson might not have. I feel like Jackson was a little jealous of mm-hmm. April, mm-hmm. Which I think is completely unfair to April.
I can understand being upset about Hamilton, though.
I mean, well, that was with Jackson. That was about Richard. Catherine and Richard.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about Jackson and April.
I'm getting
and
it mixed up.
Yeah, you are. But Catherine and April's just relationship has grown so much, and I feel like they have become friends, mm-hmm. which I was hoping that would happen. But now there's this. Do we think that this feud, because Jackson and April have made up, and now Jackson and Catherine have made up, that is that easy?
It might be, because I think there was so much closure mm-hmm. that happened with Jackson seeing his dad.
Right.
That was so much closure. He got to know, first of all, like I was saying earlier, Catherine really, truly, you get to understand her and her motivation and where she's coming from and how she had to be the mother and a father. And, so that's why I liked it towards the end when he was just like, I just thank you, Mom.
Yeah.
Thank mm-hmm. you.
Yeah.
He's like, mm-hmm. for everything. I mean, he's my,
And he kissed her twice. And it was mm-hmm. like, it was just him showing and Russell realizing the sacrifices she's made and just everything that she's gone through with having to be a single mother. And not mm-hmm. only being a single mother, being a surgeon, being an Avery, like taking on that name. You know what I mean? And then carrying it, kind of taking the responsibility of the father in both ways.
Yes.
Carrying the name and taking care of the family.
Yeah. She did it.
You know? Mm-hmm. So I think he has more appreciation for his mom now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I love that April was there to help him, to help Jackson work through all that stuff. Because that's how they came together as a team. Because mm-hmm. he's like, he doesn't have the guts. And, he's just like, wait a second. Like, this can happen. We can use the valve from the gut to mm-hmm. connect it to the throat. Like,
yeah. I thought that was brilliant. Doctors vibing off of doctors. But just taking a step back really mm-hmm. quick, was I the only one that was a little just like, why is this, like, the dad so happy to see him? And I half expected that he was going to be like, I didn't leave. Catherine kicked me out.
Oh, you thought that was going
to? I thought that was going to be like a whole different, like, dynamic. And he was going to go back and be like, you've been telling me something different my entire life. Because Jazz 4173 thinks that, he calls him Papa Avery, will be, do you think he'll be back? And I'm thinking that, that maybe, I don't know. Wait, what'd you say the actor's name was again?
Eric Roberts.
Eric Roberts, he's too big of a name not to bring back. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And he's a big name, but he ain't Julia Roberts. Sorry.
I feel like Jazz 4173 has a good point. Maybe. I think he is going to be back.
Maybe he'll come back and grow up a little bit. But he's the true epitome of Papa was a Rolling Stone. Mm-hmm. You know, he was born with the name, but he didn't want to have that name. He wanted to be the hippie that opens up the bar. I mean, he was, don't you know how, like, you're like the a king, like you're born a king, so you have to do that for the rest of your life. He was just like, I don't want to take this on. Right. I want to go and be on a commune. I don't know. Like, I looked at him and thought hippie, wanting to be a doctor, but not wanting to be a parent.
But do we fault him for not wanting to be part of the Avery? Because we do realize that
it's a enormity. It's a huge responsibility.
I mean, I don't fault him for that. But still, that doesn't mean
you can still be a dad, you
know?
Right?
Yeah. You know, that's not okay. And I think the reason, like, he was so happy because I would assume by that time, like, Catherine was already in the medical field and things like that. So to stay with her meant you were still in there, you know, and to stay around and even possibly to raise your son, you're still connected.
I want to know more about the family. Yeah, so I think Jazz may have a really good point. He may be back to, because maybe he'll say, no, I know you said that I'm not a grandfather, but I'm part of, I realize now that I want to. So possibly.
That could be his redemption. Like, just I want to do that for
just
her.
Like, you guys remember when Sloane, Sloane had his daughter come back and she was giving birth, but he was really never there for his daughter, but then he started wanting to be there for the grandbaby.
It's possible.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's what's going to happen.
Because he kind of lit person. Up. He's like, oh, I'm a grandfather.
Yeah, I'm a grandfather. No, you're not.
No, I said it no, too.
She said, like, you're a seed.
I also thought they were going to go back to the bar and talk to the dad, because, you know, he used to be a surgeon, and he was going to come up with the solution.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I thought was going to happen, but clearly
I was kind of surprised. I wonder why he was so upset that his dad didn't recognize him. I thought that was kind of weird, like seeing somebody that you clearly, because he had the medical, he was dropping hints. He had the medical thing. Did he not? I mean, I know he's biracial. So it's,
but at the same time, the hospital is like up the street, so he probably just didn't think anything of it. And so with that, I'm assuming he probably left very early on. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, baby, like, Catherine had the baby. He's like, oh, okay,
did
bye.
He know that he was a dad though? Did you get the impression that he knew he was a dad before? Like, he just wasn't there. I didn't get the answer. I was like, are they going to say that? You know, have we ever? See, that's when Kelly will be, because she, okay, but
I feel like, because his reaction,
anybody out there, have we ever heard, leave the family business if you want, okay,
wait, what we have, but not your child.
He was also a mentor to Jackson, okay, like a dad, or
I just feel like, going back to the point when Jackson was upset that he didn't recognize him on some level, I think it's a little naive, because it's like, it's been years. We're talking maybe 25, 30 years. It's like, you don't recognize.
And Jackson is what, 35?
Yeah.
35.
And we don't exactly know what time frame
exactly.
He left. So we don't exactly know. We're thinking really small child. But yes, it's heartbreaking to think that your dad, your own father, biological father, doesn't recognize you. But at the same time, let's think, like, humanly and accurately. Like, this isn't, he's not going to recognize you. Like, people don't remember.
I saw something on YouTube the other day where this little girl, this mother gave up her baby when she was born, and the little girl walked in. She never seen a little girl, and she's 20 years old now, and she knew right away that was her daughter. But maybe that could be a different mother daughter thing.
I was gonna say that. Okay. A lot of times people like to get on you when you be like, oh, the mother daughter relationship could be a little bit different, but sometimes it is because the mother carried the child. There's a different connection there. So I think with the mom, it could be different. But that's why I say I think it's early on, like when he was a baby, because some people, like, if you see my picture as a toddler, I kind of look the same.
Yeah.
I'm just a little bit older.
Too.
You know,
like,
what I mean? Like, right, exactly. Picture. Everyone's always like, you've had the same face your whole life, you know?
Same.
So,
what about you? Have you looked the same since you were a baby?
Yeah. No, I didn't. No,
okay.
No.
I looked a little bit different.
You
look Irish. Yeah, so that's the thing. Maybe either Jackson looks a lot different now, or I think it was just very, very early on when he was still a baby.
That's true.
But it could also have been more of, like, you know, Robert Avery's character just being like, I want to forget. Like, I don't want to remember.
Or he smoked so much weed that he probably don't remember much. So he was upset that he didn't recognize them. But when he said, "Are you happy?" and he said, "Yes, I'm very," like, he just seemed, he was so upset because his father, it's like, "You're not affected by the fact that I wasn't your son, wasn't in your life."
And you could see Jackson tearing up in that moment. So he said, like, "Oh, yeah, I'm happy." It's like
with his beautiful eyes.
Oh. I've seen him in person. Oh,
yes.
I had to remember he was married. He's married.
Beautiful woman. Yes, but I think that was upsetting too. Mm-hmm. Equal, more upsetting, the fact that you're happy, like you just went and had a great life, like with seemingly no regrets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So maybe this meeting with Jazz could be completely right. Mm-hmm. The dad could come back and say, "Wait a second, I just realized that I need a completion, and that's with my son and my a granddaughter. I have possibly a daughter-in-law."
Grace has like a running theme of and Graceman and Jazz are talking about it in the chat room about you know, Sloan going back and being more of like a mentor to Jackson. And then if we think about it, Richard went back with Maggie, and now he's like a mentor, kind of building that relationship with her. I think if ever Eric Roberts does come back, I feel like he would come back more of like a mentor, like, "I just want to like mentor you." But then at the same time, he's not a surgeon for his anymore, coffee. So I mean, Starbucks.
Yeah. I don't see it happening. I guess we're kind of bleeding into predictions. Do you guys want to?
Let's just start getting
into predictions. I think
your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Yeah, so let's just get into it. What are we predicting for just anything?
I mean, like I just touched on, I really think that yes, Eric Roberts will be back, because like people in the chat have said, you know, it's too big of a name not to bring back.
Yeah.
And I feel like it was very left on, there were a lot of things left unsaid. Like, he didn't say anything. Mm-hmm. He didn't really fight for himself. So I think that he will be back. I think that's definitely going to cause a rift between Catherine and Richard, because they're going through whatever they're going through. Because yes, Jackson and Catherine's feud might be a little settled now, but Catherine and Richards is not.
Yeah, it's not.
So something's gonna happen in that. And then
it's great storylines.
It is. No, they're great storylines. Yeah. And I hope that the writers explore them. Mm-hmm. And I think with Riggs and Meredith, just speaking on the preview that we saw after this last episode, I feel like that's gonna go somewhere. I hope it does. I really like Meredith and Riggs together. But they need to stop playing games.
Yeah.
And I think that that's gonna come to a head, because I think that Meredith recognizes that, and Riggs Meredith recognizes that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you
I think they're going to start to get together. And I agree. I do believe Eric Roberts' character is coming back. And then I think it was Leslie T. Was saying that Catherine said she had to take Jackson away from the dad to protect him.
I remember that.
So I do. So then, yes, he probably will come back so that we can get deeper into this story. It's exactly why they left and why everything happened with that family. So, yeah, that's my prediction for them.
All right, you guys are turning my attention back to that. Is a strong possibility. I believe now that the Papa Avery will be back. Mm-hmm. Papa was a Rolling Stone, and he's going back to Grace Sloan.
Go, Papa.
I can understand. I would say Robert, or it's whatever. I know what you're trying to say, though. But Riggs and Meredith, absolutely going to get together. I've seen that coming for the longest time. I do think it's going to be an issue with Maggie. I think she's, because she's kind of she could be a little whiny sometime. And I think I think she's going to whine about that.
Yeah.
Amelia and Owen has to come to a head. We have to deal with that. We have to figure it out. Hopefully Owen will meet, hopefully maybe Minnie could have a sister or something. I don't know. Maybe she'll bring somebody. We need Owen to, like,
do we really think Owen and Amelia are not going to make it?
No, I don't think they're going to make it. Because he wants a baby.
Yeah, she really doesn't want kids. Like, because Owen would be a great father.
I never wanted them together. So,
okay. I mean, with this.
Let's just go. Like, but they need to talk. They'll let it go. And we need a love interest for Owen that's going to be right for him.
And I'm so excited about Jackson and April back together. J-April. I think it's going to...
That's a good one.
Yes, I think they said it because I followed him on Instagram, and I think he said J-April.
I was going to say that because I was wondering, like, why. It was like they were making these movie poster things with just them. I'm like, okay.
Yes.
Why is this happening? But now I get
it. You know, they're going to give...
Those kind of pertain to this episode.
Absolutely. And I believe it's going to continue on. I don't think it's going to... Hopefully it's not that awkwardness, don't you know? Because she does things that's so annoying. And I feel like she may get annoyed and be like, are we back together?
She'll make it awkward. Like, girl, you're grown. You want to do it or not?
Exactly.
You want to be with him or not?
Well, that's why I liked when they were laying in bed together this last episode. And she was like, you're a good father. Like, you took us in when you shouldn't. We didn't need to.
And he protects them.
He protects them.
So hopefully she's evolved.
Yes. I agree.
Yeah. And regardless of what was going on with them at work, they never, it felt like at least they never brought it home, except for the Tinder thing. I don't know. That was kind of funny. Remember when they were together? Yeah. No. When they were recently had the baby and she's tried to start dating again. Yeah. And they had like a Tinder app. You know, whatever, yeah, like swiping left or whatever.
But they saw each other on last episode. They kind of brought the episode 15.
They brought it home.
Yeah, they kind of had that little back and forth. And that's when she brought up, like, are you jealous of me? And things like that. So, but I'm hoping, I like them together. So
me too. I hope so too. I think it'll be very sweet.
You guys, before we wrap up, I do have to shout out some fan predictions because they are going in the chat room right now.
Really?
Somebody, I forgot because you scrolled up too much, but somebody said that they think that Richard Weber is leaving the show. And then Grace fan is hitting me right now. He said, it's Megan, Riggs' sister, will come back as soon as Meredith and Riggs get together.
We've heard that a couple of weeks ago. Deep. Somebody else suggested that, too. I believe that's very possible.
I mean, we'll see. Anything is possible. If there's nobody, it's always possible, you guys. Megan might still be alive out there somewhere. In terms of Richard leaving the show, I hope not.
Yeah,
that would break my heart. That would break my heart.
Yes.
I don't know what I would do.
Because then we're really only holding on to, like, Meredith and Carez.
No!
I mean, and Bailey, too, but, like...
We can't let, we need him for sure. All right, so where can we find you guys? I forgot to do that in the beginning of the show. Where can we find you, Lanisha?
So you can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Lanisha_33.
Awesome. You guys can find me at I Am Timothy Mike on all social media platforms, and I will be doing the On Produce Table Read series with Jeff Graham tomorrow morning on Popcorn Talk. And where can they find you?
Introduce yourself. You can find me at Shannon Bobo on all social media, and I do follow back. Guys, come back to us next week where we do see if any of our predictions come true. Yes. Bye, guys.
Bye, you guys.
See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.